to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and this is Keeping It Real. I know I've probably changed my podcast like 6 or 7 times, but I think I found my title, Keep It Real, because I always talk about being real and authentic. And I believe that I have made my stop. You know, with every business, it's a continual trying to brand and trying to figure things out. But I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to do that. And this is your destination to hear real life stories from real life people that are passionate about their lives, their loves, and their businesses. This is like the 15 minutes of just total real. Today, I want to bring up the topic, owning your worth. I know I just did a video on YouTube that mentioned your worth and being able to appreciate your worth and the works that you have completed. We don't do that too often. But I want to talk about owning your worth. You know, being an ambitious woman. Throughout the years, women have continuously faced opposition for seeking leadership positions. Now, you know, the numbers don't lie. Women are 3% less likely to get a promotion than men, even with the exact same experience. Women are just 5% of the Fortune 500 CEOs. That's kind of terrible. And we're talking about equality. We're talking about disparity. We're talking about all that. And women are in that category. Although, as society changes, these numbers change. And at the beginning of this year, for the first time in decades, women outnumbered men in payroll jobs. Excuse me, I said parole. Wow, what am I thinking about? With so many educated and working women, why is there such a discrepancy in career advancement? It could come down to how women in leadership are judged. Instead of focusing on their achievements, the focus is placed on the sexist and double standard measure of likability. You know how, like they say, you know, every woman that gets in those types of positions, they're a bitch, you know, and if they usurp their power, they're a bitch. But being an ambitious woman takes dedication and thick skin. People are going to say things about you, and you're going to have to say, you know what? I'm not taking that personal, because I'm not. We are forced to master the art of being soft and strong, while the men are only required to be strong. When we're outside of that, like I just said, we're called bossy, nags, nasty, bitch. We are put in that category of opinion or strong voice. So we call these names constantly. So how do we plan on juggling work and child rearing and child raising and other businesses? How do we do that? To all of you ambitious young women, older women, middle-aged women, just women in general, black, white, green, orange, purple, no matter what the ambition might be, don't be afraid to show off your accomplishments. You see, the world will try to work against you, but if we've learned anything from the past 100 years, women will continue to push back, break ceilings, open doors, or even build new ones. Embrace your improvements and show how you excel over other candidates. It's important to stand out. We need more women like you. So how do you get there? How do you find that, just that spot that you belong in? I know when I was looking and when I was searching, I was, you know, trying everything. Like I just told you about this podcast name. And now I'm learning to keep everything real, you know, and you have to break through that mindset of being less than. And I know for me, it's a constant struggle, you know, a constant struggle to get back that mindset that will help me grow and be able to show off my accomplishments. Yes, I've done this and that. And we're not taught that. Women are just taught to accomplish and keep it moving. We don't ever have time to celebrate those things. Well, celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate your life that you've created. When you're successful, stop and celebrate. Somewhere down the line, I used to do that, and then I stopped doing it. And I just realized just recently that I have to start doing that. Celebrating my accomplishments, no matter who doesn't like it. No matter who doesn't celebrate me, I have to celebrate me. Women, we are important, and we take on a whole lot of roles, and we do a whole lot of things, and we worry about a whole lot of everything. Most people take you linear all the time, and like if you're specifically working in a certain position like I am. Let's say I've been in real estate 20 years. And people usually see me linear. And they say, oh, you work in real estate. Oh, but how could, oh, so that's another job being a coach? And I say, no. It's all simpatico what God has done. I mean, it's amazing. As a mother, as a evangelist, as a real estate broker, as a entrepreneur, as a trainer, all of those things are encompassed. I am a coach. I've had several years to do all of that. So I am not outside of what I was purposed to do. I was looking at it linear, like everyone was looking at me, that, oh, you just do real estate. No. Women, real women, do lots of things and wear lots of hats and changes lots of suits. We women are remarkable in our time, and we have to start owning our worth, because we're passionate about raising our children. We're passionate about being a great wife, great girlfriend. We're passionate about that. But we're not passionate about celebrating our victories, the things that we have accomplished, the places we've gone, the things that we've done, the dot that we put on top of the I, and the crossed line on the T. We don't celebrate those things. So ladies, today Edna J. White is asking you, celebrate your worth. Celebrate your wins. Enjoy the day. Give me your comments. You can listen to this and give me your comments. And starting next month, we're going to be having a long conversation with some great women, and we're going to talk about keeping it real. We're going to keep it real, and we're going to talk about some subjects, some titles and topics that are happening right now during the COVID with the pandemic. They are happening right now, and we want to be winners. So own your worth, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach out to me at facebook.com, EJW Coaching. You can go to my Facebook group. You can find me on LinkedIn, Edna J. White. You can find me on Instagram, EJW Coaching. I'm all around and I'm on, you can locate me. I'd love to hear your comments and what you'd like to talk about next. This is Edna J. White signing off. Have a happy.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.